I mean, in some ways, right now, Gus is going through a moment where he's an incredibly independent individual and very competent and capable, and has shown us this in some. He's doing everything right. This is a kid who gets straight A's on the honor roll, asked to be on the honor society. You know, like he has other incredible accomplishments for his age. So he's in a moment where he feels he doesn't need parenting. And we've been struggling a little trying to find the right balance. We've given him a lot of freedom and flexibility because he's so good. But I have to say, sometimes it doesn't always feel like the best parenting, you know, but he's not really wanting much parenting.
Tell Me About Your Kids is a chance for you to listen in on unscripted conversations with connected parenting specialist Bonnie Harris. As she talks with real parents like you about real struggles like yours, these counseling sessions get to the heart of why our buttons get pushed as parents and offer tips and advice useful no matter your child's age. Listen in and subscribe to let go of old habits and raise your kids in a way that feels good. If you're having a parenting challenge and need help, visit BonnieHarris.com for free resources, schedule a session, or get a free one-on-one counseling session by becoming a podcast guest. We're all in it together. You're not alone. Thanks for listening.
Tell Me About Your Kids. Welcome back to Tell Me About Your Kids. I'm Bonnie Harris, and I am your host. And I'm here with my wizard, Adam Arnone.
Yes, yes.
On this very gray, rainy, rainy day.
It's been raining for 3 days straight.
I think it's been raining for about 3 weeks straight. I think we better get an ark built.
We were in a drought, so...
We were in a drought.
But so now there's just wet leaves everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
All
yeah.
the leaves
all
are falling.
All the leaves are down.
They're all down, and they're all very, very wet. Mm-hmm. And, of course, all of you seriously care about the state of our wet leaves in New Hampshire. Well, I hope where you are, there are not any wet leaves. So
yes.
How about
wet
that?
Wet leaves are not great.
So today, you talked to April, who... It does not have a wet leaf problem in California.
No.
And maybe, or maybe she does. I don't
know. Well, maybe.
Or maybe not falling wet leaves.
I would
leaves.
Think they'd be dry leaves.
Yeah, I think they'd be yeah, drier probably. Than...
Not as many leaves.
Probably not.
No.
Well, she has a son, Gus, who mm-hmm. is 16 years old.
Yeah.
And he has this long-term relationship that's been going on and won't talk about it with his parents at all, which feels... I mean, almost impossible. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you as a parent don't want to at least be sort of checking in.
Well, it's really hard
yeah.
to not be, you know, you've been so intensely connected to your children all these years. And then your kids get to the teen years and they desperately need to, I think almost especially the closer the emotional relationship is, the more intensely kids need to separate and feel that they can do life on their own.
She talks about him not really wanting to be parented right now.
Right.
And that seems like a very headstrong child who feels like any input that they get or is going to be influencing him in some way, or he wants to make his decisions completely on his own. Just mm-hmm. stand or fall on his own.
Mm-hmm.
But it feels like this is an extreme where it won't even be, it won't even share the information.
Right.
16, you are not an adult.
You are definitely not.
And to be like, no, I'm good. I'm good from here, Mom.
Right.
I got it.
Yeah.
This will be fine. I don't need your input in anything and or.
Right. And by the way, can you get me some more underpants? I'm out.
Right. That's a funny example she brought.
Right.
She brought
I know,
that up.
I love it.
That is definitely happened
but I
at
think
my
this,
house, too.
This episode reminds us all how important it is to focus on parenting your individual child, because every kid is different. And by the time they reach the teen years, you don't know what's going to come. But I think we just need to be very alert to the fact that every kid is different, and not to compare yourself, your kid, your teenager with anybody else's, because every situation is different.
That's true. That's great advice. Once again, it's like you do this for a living.
Hey, let's talk about our other new affiliate.
Wait a minute. We have another affiliate?
We have another affiliate.
They're just falling from the sky now. This is incredible.
I think we're going to just stick with these two a bit. So this is Earth Mama Organics. I had always heard of Earth Mama. I don't know, you being a male of the species.
Oh, don't even dare Earth act Mama. Like I don't know about Earth Mama.
Okay.
Their products exist in my household.
Okay.
Yeah.
Earth Mama is all products that are organic, made with great, great ingredients. But I bet they have more than a lot of you think they have, because they have a lot more than I realized.
You'll be pleasantly surprised.
You'll be pleasantly surprised. They even have lovely organic products for tweens and teens.
The whole
deodorants,
spectrum.
Flavored lip balms, tinted mineral sunscreen sticks.
All of it.
Fabulous stocking stuffers for the holidays coming up.
Washing machines.
They don't have washing machines, no.
Okay.
They have teas, wonderful herbal teas for menstrual, postpartum, and even perimenopausal days when you just need that extra comfort.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, all those wonderful baby products. That's how I think of them. They've got diaper balm that doubles as skin salve for little boo-boos, all kinds of skin lotions and moisturizers, foaming organic castile soap, easy for little hands to use. They've even got eczema relief products.
Are you telling us every single thing that's on the website?
No.
There's more?
Not nearly.
What? All right. Just go there. Just go there right now.
So go there.
Support
if
them.
If you want to be a VIP, which just means you give them your email and you can get all the early sale notices and all of that.
You get VIP sound more exciting. This is like...
Get 15% off for
you get
that.
Like a golden robe or anything, or like a crown?
I don't think so, but right. We're not sure.
We don't know.
So go to the link in the liner notes where it says Earth Mama Organics and do your Christmas ordering. It's great. And you will be helping our podcast.
Yes, very much so.
So please use the link in the liner notes. And to keep the organic approach going, join Thrive Market and receive an extra 30% off your organic groceries and a free gift worth $50 by clicking the link given in the show notes of Tell Me About Your Kids. Take the stress out of your grocery store shopping. Get great quality meats, seafood, pantry staples, skincare products, supplements, all your cleaning supplies, and an amazing choice of wines. Be sure for both Earth Mama Organics and Thrive Market to use the links in our show notes to get these offers and to support this podcast.
All right, here we go.
What does a teenager's secrecy protect? What is a teen afraid of if he were to let his mother in on his romantic life? The fear of a parent overstepping boundaries is huge in the late teen years when children need to take the lead in their own lives. A life separate from home is both critically important and a very scary proposition. Be careful how much you want to be emotionally involved in your teen's life. A healthy separation requires strong boundaries and a lot of letting go of what has been normal existence for the past dozen plus years. Welcome to the show, April. I'm so glad you're here with us today.
Thank you.
So tell me about your kids.
So Gus is 16, a little over 16 and a half.
Okay.
And Gus is a great kid. Gus is an only child. Mm-hmm. And we've been very close. And Gus is going through a real significant pulling away process, particularly from me. From his dad and I both, but from me in particular. We've been very emotionally connected. And it's been painful at times. And it's been intense. And we had a big rupture over the summer. And we really have healed that. And I really looked at a lot. I listened to him really hard. And, you know, he did explain to me that he felt like on one subject, not everything else had been great, but this one subject through his life, he feels that I have been more about how he's telling me and less about what he's telling me. So I worked really hard in the last 4 months to change that, because we had a rupture around my big mouth around something. He doesn't like me talking about him with other people in his life. So I worked really hard, and it's gotten so much better, and he's come back a bit. But he's still in a process of pulling away, but he's still been very loving at times. He's in a long-term relationship now of a year, and he's been very secretive and protective and private about that relationship, more so than other kids I know. He won't really bring her around. He goes to her house a lot. And so I don't really know her. So it's been a little challenging. And recently he's brought her around more because I've just stood back, but he's still very protective. We were talking about a situation that involves her that's very public. I won't get into it. And I said, you know, I'm really concerned about her. You know, I feel for her. That's a hard thing for her to go through. And he said to me, "Are you done talking?" And I said, "Yes." And then he wouldn't talk to me. So I don't react anymore. I didn't say anything. It was time to leave in the morning. And I said, you know, bye, Gus. Have a good day. And he was, grrr. And, you know, I didn't really know what it was exactly, because we haven't really talked about it, the parameters. But he texted me on the way to work, and he was on the way to school. And he said, "How can I be better at setting boundaries?" So I thought excellent question. And I said, "Look, I'm sorry you felt I crossed the boundaries. I don't always know where they are. You're changing a lot." And he said, "Well, if I bring anything up, it's a big explosion. It's like, I can't have my feelings. It turns into a thing." It really hasn't, in a really long time, turned into a thing.
When you have a mom who's a therapist, and you know how emotionally connected she wants to be, and then she says, "I'm really concerned about your girlfriend," I can see red flags going up for Gus. I assume Gus is afraid that if he gives his mom an inch, she will try to get his girlfriend to have an emotionally connected relationship with her. He may know that his girlfriend would have a hard time with that. We don't know. While April sees her side as non-invasive, Gus may see an entirely different picture.
You know, I should say, "Look, I want to hear how you feel. How you feel is important. I want to know what conversations are hard." And he wrote back, "It's not hard conversations. It's you inappropriately inserting yourself. It's inappropriate insertion." So I wrote, "Look, I do want to understand better. I'm willing to do that. I want to hear. It hasn't been tense with us in a long time. I have been working on myself, you know, and I care about you, but you're changing a lot. So I'd like to know." And then we never got back to it. That was just a few days ago, and we've been busy. And he came home, he didn't respond. And then, you know, many hours later, when he came home, like 8 hours later, he was very, very nice to me, particularly so. And didn't seem to want to go there. We haven't had time.
I would say, this is just to start off the conversation here, I would say it's not something to go back to. And, you know, I'm always talking with parents about repairs and do-overs and all of that. But I think in this situation, that happened through your text. And you did see a difference in him after the texting. And that particular moment got taken care of. And I wouldn't go back to it because he is so extremely sensitive mm-hmm. about you talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
But let's talk more about the big picture. Can you tell us any more about when it was that, as he said, you inserted yourself very strongly into the situation?
Yeah. You mean historically?
Well, you said that hasn't happened in a long time.
It hasn't. Yeah.
Right. But in his mind, it could happen again at any second.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And that's what he's afraid of.
Yeah. This summer when we discussed this, because he heard from his friends and his friends' parents told their kids this, that I was talking about things that he didn't want me talking about, although all the other parents were talking, mm-hmm. if not more, about these things with their kids that parents talk with each other about who are sort of co-parenting together in a community. Mm-hmm. And this group mm-hmm. I didn't know as well, but I always thought what the parents say stays with the parents, but apparently not. And I got singled mm-hmm. out, even though the other, I could have said, well, wait a second, other parents were saying things. He mm-hmm. expressed to me that some hurtful things that were hard to hear, that mm-hmm. he has to protect himself from me, you know, to feel comfortable, that he and I have very, very different perspectives on what's appropriate to say in public and what isn't. You know, I am a therapist. Mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. that came out of that conversation. And that it's uncomfortable for him, that he's a very specific idea about what's okay and what isn't. He feels, he uses that word, myself, into areas of his life that I should not. Now, it's not that I go around talking about him all the time, or I've learned not to have invasive questioning. I'm pretty good. Mm-hmm. And it was really hard conversations we had. I listened a lot and didn't speak and really wanted to listen to understand instead of listen to respond. And I did a lot mm-hmm. of that. And my husband felt I did a really good job of that. Mm-hmm. But he's incredibly sensitive.
Yes.
And I want a better understanding of why he's so secretive about this relationship and why he's not, it's not just from me too. I hear he keeps this relationship separate from other friend groups. I'm not the only one actually who feels that way, is close to him. Mm-hmm. One of his best friends is a female since they were kids. And I think she feels that he keeps this girlfriend mm-hmm. situation very separate.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that's answering your question.
Well, I think it gives a good picture of who he is, and that a situation like this that he is personally, emotionally involved in, his relationship with his girlfriend, is hard for him in terms of being emotionally connected with her. And it's probably hard enough for him that if he feels you're a part of it, that it just complicates it so much for him. Now, you and he historically have always had a very close relationship.
Yes.
Am I right? And historically, he has always shared with you. You have always talked about things.
Yes, we have. And we are. We have friction and always have because we're a lot alike. Mm. And we do have a context of understanding that we can be intense with each other and it doesn't completely throw us. We have an understanding, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We have been very close, and he has felt all through his life in this one area about me talking about him with my friends or sharing information with my friends, that's very much upset him throughout his entire life, and that he's never been heard on that subject.
When you say this one area that he's particularly sensitive about.
It's me sharing information about him with my friend group. You know, mm-hmm. like sharing with my moms my mom groups, my good friends in terms of parenting, what we're going through, supporting each other. He has been mm-hmm. very upset if he's caught wind that I've said things, and nothing provocative necessarily, just anything. It would upset me because I felt like I was being told I'm not allowed to talk to my girlfriends about what's going on in my life.
I think the upsetting thing around that particular situation was that one of the moms talked to her child about what you said, and that got back to Gus. Is that correct?
Yeah. I don't know exactly. Yeah. It may have been more than one of the moms, mm-hmm. but he wouldn't tell me the details. He kept right. the right. confidentiality. But yes, ostensibly that's what happened.
And when you say over the years you had a very, very close relationship with him, but there were points of friction, was that a theme? Were there particular issues that brought up some friction, even though you did understand each other over it?
Well, we're both chiefs. You know, we're both cooks, two head cooks in the kitchen kind of thing. We both have those mm-hmm. qualities. We're both managers. We both
alpha dogs.
Yeah. And also we have an ethnicity that lends itself to those qualities. And so that we have that are in our family as well. We're both very take charge, capable idea people who jump in. Mm-hmm. We can conflict at times in terms of our perspectives that mean a lot to us. And I've done a lot of work on, you know, stepping beside and letting him have his perspective.
So you're telling me this from your level of maturity, your age, and now see if you can tell me what exactly what you're talking about right now was like for him. What would he say?
He would say that probably he feels undermined. Not validated, that he feels I'm instructing him and he doesn't need the instruction. You know, that's what it feels
right.
like.
And that would be even when he was 8 or 9.
This child was born the day he was born. I knew it. He was a me do it kid. I said that to my mom. This mm-hmm. is a me do it. He was born. Hmm. He'll say, if I'm like, Gus, are you ready? You know, to leave or whatever. He says, I was born ready. And this is so true. He was. He's an old soul.
Yeah.
Yes. And it took me time to understand his high integrity, you know, because mm-hmm. he wasn't mm-hmm. easy because he was so strong-minded. It could seem mm-hmm. he wasn't pushing back to push back.
No.
He felt, and you helped me with this when he was little, he felt it strongly. He saw it clearly. And it took me some time to understand that. And then when I did, everything changed. I mean, the respect between us, he felt really good. Right. But he would say, I feel undermined. I feel not heard, not validated, not respected. Yeah, I'm sure.
How is it that April and Gus see their relationship so differently? It cannot be said strongly enough about the importance of empathy, the ability to step back, let go of your point of view and preconceived ideas, to see the situation through your child's eyes. April sees two strong-minded, passionate people establishing their territories. Gus sees his mom undermining and invading his territory enough to feel the need to protect it from her insertion, her emotional invasion. How one sees situations as an adult is not how even an emotionally mature teen will see it. So if Gus would say that you are undermining and inserting yourself where you should not be, we have to put that in the context of who Gus is and his perspective, right? He is someone who's very, very sensitive. Would you say he is very emotional?
I wouldn't say he's very emotional. He's emotionally mature. But he's, he connects to the emotions for sure.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just wondering what he's thinking of in terms of his emotional connection with his girlfriend. It's been going for about a year, you say. It's pretty serious. Yeah. Right. And is she, how old is she?
She's a year older.
She's a year older. Okay.
She'll be graduating this year.
So I am assuming that he is very protective about that relationship.
Yes.
And is very afraid that you could talk about her, right? Talk about their relationship with your friends. He's got a lot of fear around what you could do. And that doesn't really ease with time. But he's going to go back to those moments, and especially that moment where he found out you were talking about him with your friends. A very unfortunate turn of events, but that could happen at any second, right? That she could find out that you were talking about her and blow the whole thing.
Mm, yes.
Who knows where his mind is going? But I think that, and I think you are doing this, I think that his privacy needs to continue to be respected. When you say that he has said to you, you insert yourself in places where you shouldn't,
mm-hmm.
are you clear what the boundary is with him?
I'm not clear because it mm-hmm. changes a lot. It can be a little one day, one thing, the next day, the next.
Right.
And that's the problem, which I did text to him.
What if you said to him, would you feel more comfortable if I never said one word about her, about your relationship, if I acted as though it weren't there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you presented that to him.
I think that would be a good thing to say. He may feel there's a little retaliation in there, that I'm being a little... I don't know what the word is.
That would depend on your tone.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
And then he said yes. Then you could say, I can do that.
Mm.
And that feels sad to me because she is such a big part of your life. And I would feel like I didn't know anything about what was going on with you. But I can do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you put that in, do you think he might offer something there?
I do think he would offer something, because I think ultimately he doesn't like the way this feels at times.
Mm-hmm.
And he does care a lot about me, and he does say I'm a great mother, and I get a lot of kudos from him mm-hmm. too as a parent. Mm-hmm. But I think he might offer something. Or... Mm-hmm. He would say, okay, let's do that. But then over time, he may soften a little bit here or there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Especially if you're not saying anything.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, in some ways right now, Gus is going through a moment where he's an incredibly independent individual and very competent and capable, and has shown us this. He's doing everything right.
Mm-hmm.
This is a kid who gets straight A's on the honor roll, asked to be on the honor society, you know, like... He has other incredible accomplishments for his age. So he's in a moment where he feels he doesn't need parenting. And we've been struggling a little trying to find the right balance. We've given him a lot of freedom and flexibility because he's so good. But mm-hmm. I have to say, sometimes it doesn't always feel like the best parenting, you know, but mm-hmm. he's not really wanting much parenting.
Exactly.
It is sad at times because he's really... in some ways pulled away. In other ways, he'll come and he'll hug and he'll snuggle still and kiss and I love you.
Mm-hmm.
I think he would. What I've noticed with him as a pattern his whole life is if I back off, he comes around.
Yes. Yeah. So I think there is something about their relationship or his view of their relationship that is causing him, you know, enough insecurity, enough fear that you, who have been a very, very close person in his life, touching into it at all could rock the boat.
Mm.
I don't know. I'm just saying mm-hmm. there is something very, very, very sensitive that's going on for mm-hmm. him. And given the rest of your relationship, I think that you could afford to just lay off entirely.
Yeah.
And what I might suggest is, since this is on top of this texting you've just been doing with him about this latest incident, you could say, you know, the question that I just suggested, back to the boundary issue, I want to be sure that I am not crossing a boundary that you feel is invading something for you. And would it feel better to you? Would it be better for you if I did not mention this relationship at all, did not mention her? And it just didn't come up in conversation because I can do that.
Yeah.
And see what he says.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If he says yes, then you can say, I can do that. And I want you to know that anytime you want to share anything with me, I promise to keep it close to my heart, not talk about it. Anytime you want to bring her over, I would love that, and I will stay back.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime, whatever,
yeah,
about it. That, but this is going to be your lead.
Mm-hmm.
And other than that, I am not going to take it personally, and I am going to understand this is your matter and your privacy, and I am going to honor that.
Yeah. I mean, I think that would be a really good thing to say. I think he would appreciate that mm-hmm. and feel respected and mm-hmm. heard and understood on the subject. And it would mm-hmm. put it on his terms.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't just be the parent agenda, you know?
Right. And I think given who he is, given who he's always been,
yeah.
given the very responsible kid that he is, very capable, I think you can do that. I wouldn't say this to every parent, but I think you can do this with him, and he probably will
mm-hmm.
come back to you at some point. If the relationship continues, there's going to come a time when, you know, you're going to want to get to know her better. And you might say that. You might say in this initial boundary setting thing, you might say, I, of course, would love to get to know her better,
mm-hmm.
especially if she's going to be in your life for a lot longer. But I want you to lead that.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like a little mini PTSD
mm-hmm.
situation,
yeah.
right? That anything you say about her could take him back to that
yes.
moment. You
yeah.
know?
I have two questions. You know, one is mm-hmm. Trying to find a context to understand his pulling away as normal and needed, because he said some intense things when he was angry, though, to me about it.
Mm-hmm.
But also, because we've been emotionally close, do you think that he has to pull away from me now that he's in this relationship, because he can't do both? That to be fully invested in this relationship and show up present as present, that he can't have his mommy, you know, mm-hmm. to be a man, you know, to be his own person in this new realm.
I think that's a really good point. I think the duality of his closeness with you and his closeness with her is very conflicting for him.
I think so.
And as mature as he is still only 16.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like he's 25 and planning on getting married, mm-hmm. right? When and if that happens with this girl, I am sure things will be different. But he is only 16. She's a year older. She's going to be going away. Perhaps he's got some fears around that.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows what's, you know, you don't know. And I think you need to trust that one day, you know, he will, whichever direction it takes, you will learn more.
Yeah. My opinion or my reaction or my perspective has always been a big deal. Like, it weighs on him. It matters. Because, you know, I used to always see him, yeah. like, look up at me. Mm-hmm. You know, like, if he was doing mm-hmm. something, look at me. See, you know.
Oh, and, to see what your reaction was going to
yeah.
be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I realized that my reaction is so significant that yes. right now he really needs to kind of kill me off in that way.
Yeah.
He can't tolerate what if my reaction isn't good about something that's so important to him.
If he were to do something that would evoke your wrath or your disappointment in him, that would be soul crushing.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is best to just let there be space there
mm-hmm.
until he's ready to come around with it.
Yeah.
And I think using the words, this is your lead, I am going to wait for cues from you rather than ask how things are going or ask anything about her. I'm going to know that I care
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to wait for you to take the lead.
Okay. Yeah, I think that would be helpful.
You know, to think that someone is inserting themselves in your life, that feels like a big threat
right.
to him. So for some reason, your presence in this is threatening.
Yeah.
But that's one of the hard parts about being a parent when we get to the point where our children are growing their own wings mm. and taking a lot of steps without us.
Mm-hmm.
Our presence is threatening to them, and their leaving the nest is threatening to us
mm-hmm.
and to what our role has been for all of these years.
Yeah, it's really painful. It's also very awkward. He and I just don't have the same connection right now. It's awkward for both of us.
Especially when your relationship has been so connected, so emotionally tight. He's got to find out where he's going to be without that.
Yeah.
Without his attachment to you emotionally.
Yeah.
He's got to find out where he's going to be.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
No, definitely. I see that and I feel that. Literally, you know, don't insert yourself, you know, and then in the next breath, mm-hmm. I need more undies, Mom. Can you help me get underwear? Right. And I was like, okay. Guess we're still calling them undies.
The two situations do not meet.
They don't meet. They really don't.
Take it all with a lightness. Well, thank you for sharing that with us and for telling us about your kid.
Thank you. That's helpful.
Thanks for listening. I'm Bonnie Harris. If you're curious to learn more or would like to talk to me personally, check out my website, bonnieharris.com, where you can also find my books, When Your Kids Push Your Buttons and Confident Parents, Remarkable Kids. There are also links in the liner notes. And please subscribe to Tell Me About Your Kids on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Tell Me About Your Kids is produced and scored by Echo Finch.